Dr. Andrew Connolly joins us. He is the Chief Medical Officer at Whatuwarua County's Manukau. Thanks for joining us on the show again, Andrew. Tēnā koe.
Oh, tēnā koe, Dale. Great to be with you and the listeners, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you, mate. It's good to catch up with you again. Hey, the COVID variant JN1 has become a very dominant strain, and I wonder if we could start there, please. What pressure is that putting on the system?
Well, we had quite a lot of pressure early in January, sort of end of December through a reasonable amount of January in the hospital. Fortunately, it has started to ease off in terms of the number of patients in hospital with it. I think that's probably a little bit quicker than other parts of the country. Listening to the reports, it seems like a lot of the country still having high number of patients in hospital, but certainly in Metro Auckland, the numbers are decreasing. It's still a significant problem. It's still a nasty disease for some people, and it has put a lot of pressure on us because, of course, not only patients but also our staff. We can all catch it. So, but the pressure is not as great in the last couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, than it had been earlier in the year.
Tēnā koe. Well, the 22-23 New Zealand Health Survey from the Ministry of Health report shows that visits to the GP decreased, while visits to emergency departments increased. How's this affected counties Manukau?
Oh, it's put a lot of pressure on us, Dale. As many of the listeners will be aware, if they've needed to come to our emergency department, we've had very high volumes, and of course that puts some pressure on the whole service. So it has meant that, unfortunately, some people have had to wait much longer than we'd wish to be sorted out. It's very strange. It varies day to day, and it remains a big challenge for us. But the staff have done an amazing job, but it has put a lot of pressure on us. And we know that people need healthcare, so there's a lot of work going on trying to improve things, but we are under pressure from it.
Andrew, I noticed that we've now got a Minister for Mental Health. Are the demands for mental health support growing, and how counties Manukau meeting this need?
Well, I think the demand is growing. I suppose there's many factors for that. There's the cost of living, there's just the general pressures in society, and of course we hear about social media and all this, how it can affect some people, particularly the darker side of that. So I think pressures are growing. I think it's great to see that there's a minister dedicated to mental health. Our mental health service does a fantastic job. Like I think most, we can use more staff. And they do an awful lot of work in the community. So whilst we obviously have an inpatient unit at Middlemore, a lot of the focus is on trying to keep people well and in the community. But, it's a big challenge, but it's great to see a dedicated Minister of Mental Health.
Yeah, and the establishment of a new medical school also looks on the cards here now that well, it was promised a pre-election, and now they're working to make that a reality. Will that assist with the shortages of GPs? What's your thinking about a new medical school and Māori enrolments in it too, because we're on Radio Wāte?
Yeah, sure. Good questions. Look, in terms of what we need, we clearly need more doctors. So how we get that, whether it's through a brand new school or through expanding the existing two, I'll leave to the experts to debate. In terms of what we're doing to increase the number of Māori doctors, for quite some years now, both Auckland and Otago have been very active in this area, and I am pretty certain I'm right in saying that the those who identify as Māori in med school now are at least in the same proportion as the population who are Māori, so that's great. But there's quite a deficit to make up. So, not enough of our doctors are Māori, same for Pacific, but the numbers are slowly growing. course, it takes, you know, from the day the first students go into a med school, it takes a few years before they're a doctor. So we're also, looking at what we can do to attract more staff at the moment, retain the ones we have. So there's a lot of work going on in the workforce space, but growing the number of doctors is really important, and growing them from our local communities is something we strongly support.
Any other updates our listeners might be interested in from your seat, Andrew?
Well, they've probably those who have been out to our clinic at Manukau Super Clinic have probably noticed all the building going on, which is fantastic. That's carrying on well. Look, I think we're enjoying the good weather, which is great, but of course, not to put a damper on it, but winter will eventually come, so making sure that we're up to date with our vaccines, and especially for the kiddies. We've been fortunate not to see measles, but there have been the odd case that's cropped up in the country, so we just keep pushing those vaccination messages, and obviously COVID remains a danger, and we've heard about influenza down in a rest home further south in the country, which has been very devastating. So just encourage people to stay well, keep up to date with their vaccinations, and obviously try and maintain a healthier lifestyle as possible.
As always, a pleasure. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us, Andrew. Have a good day.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Tēnā koe. Dr. Andrew Connolly with us every month or so, just looking at different issues that are surfacing in and around the county's Manukau area. Huge Māori and